Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello everyone, this is Luke, and welcome to Luke's English Podcast. How are you? I haven't spoken to you for a while, have I? So I hope you're well. It's been a little while since I last recorded an audio podcast. Obviously, I had the Notting Hill video, which everyone seems to like quite a lot. But I've been very busy, of course. I'm a very busy guy. You know, I've got a crazy busy life, just like all of you. You know, we're all so busy, aren't we? God, life is difficult sometimes. Anyway, I'm kind of busy, but I've got a bit more time to myself now. Over the next few weeks, I'll have more time. So I'm going to upload more podcasts in the next couple of weeks. For now, I'm just going to give you this little quick one just to kind of keep you interested. And just to let you know that I'm still here, I'm still alive, I'm not dead, I haven't been kidnapped or abducted by aliens or, you know, I haven't been assassinated or anything like that. I'm still here, I'm still making podcasts, I've still got plenty of ideas inside my brain, head, mind, which are slowly going to come out of my brain, through my mouth, into the microphone, through the internet, right, digitally, through the internet, out of a speaker, into your ear, and then into your brain, right? So it's literally a thought from my brain direct to your brain via some tonsils, the internet, a speaker, yeah. Anyway, so this little podcast is about being a good learner of English. So that's the question. Are you a good learner of English? Or what is a good learner of English? Well, in my experience, I've met thousands of learners. And I've seen some good ones and some bad ones. You know, I've been teaching for 8.5 years. If you think about it, I've been teaching kind of permanently for 8.5 years. So if you can imagine the number of English learners that I've met in that time, it's quite a lot, thousands and thousands of people. So the good learners of English are successful in their learning, right? But what does that mean? Well, they learn to communicate effectively in English, basically. They learn to communicate in the language. It's not just that they learn words, that they can understand things when they hear them, but they actually learn how to use the language to communicate, right? Some of the learners I've met are bad learners, right? And that's because they've failed to become good communicators. They don't manage to communicate and build relationships in English. What's key for me, I think, is attitude. Attitude means the way you think, your mindset, the way you approach not only the learning of English, but also the way you think about yourself and how that affects your actions. How do we know what your attitude is? Well, I think it's revealed by what you do. And this includes the things you say, the decisions you make, the way that you deal with other people, the way that you react to situations, and your body language. Now, I'm not a mind reader, but how else is it possible to know what is in someone's head? We have to look at the things that they do and the things that they say, right? That's how we know what someone's attitude is. So what I've done is I've come up with a list of statements which I believe a good learner of English would say. Now, if you're a regular listener to this podcast, I'd say that you're probably quite a good learner already, right? I'm not just trying to flatter you or trying to charm you, right? But you've decided to take the initiative to find something to help you learn. And it doesn't have to be this podcast. It could be anything. Other podcasts, magazines, radio shows, DVDs, whatever. The fact is that you've made a conscious, positive decision. And that is a sign that you've got the right attitude. Now, some people wouldn't bother, right? Some people just wouldn't bother to do something extra, to find something like this to help them learn English. They wouldn't make the effort, right? But making the effort and having the right attitude is key, right? It's the difference between being a good learner and being a not good learner of English, being a bad learner of English, right? So anyway, here's that list of statements that I think a good learner would say. Now, I expect that you will recognise yourself in many of these statements. I'm sure that many of these statements are true for you, and they're almost like your thoughts or your attitude in your own head in English. You probably think these things in your language every day, I expect. But here they are. Here are your thoughts in English, right? If you're a good learner. Now, as you listen and understand each word, you'll see that these are very similar to your thoughts and feelings, but in English. This is your attitude, which is helping you to be a good learner. Okay? Now, it's probably a good idea for your pronunciation to pause the podcast and repeat these sentences. Okay? So as I say the statement, pause the podcast and repeat it yourself. Right? Now, if you're in a public place or if you're at work, just repeat these things in your head, right? So that people don't get interested and start listening to you, right? Okay, so here is statement number one. English is not just something I know, but something I can do. It's no good if you just learn words or if you can just understand what people say. It doesn't stop there. English is not just something I know, it's something I can do. Number two, I love using new words that I've learned. New words to me are like golden coins, which I collect and then use later. Number three, English is part of my personality. There is no separation between the English language and me. We exist together. It's not separate from me, it's part of me. When I use English, it's my language too. Number four. I might not think in English every day, but I know that English exists in my subconscious, and it helps me to understand and to communicate effectively. Number five, I feel like a better person now because I can do more with English. Number six, I know that I don't need to learn everything in one go. I'm becoming a good speaker of English every day, bit by bit, step by step. Number seven, English gives me the freedom to become a different person when I use it. Number eight, I love to really listen and investigate the English that I hear. When I study something in English, I feel like a detective solving a puzzle. Number nine, because it's a mental challenge, learning English is a really good way for me to keep my brain fresh and young. Number 10. English gives me an opportunity to take risks, and I know that when I take risks, I learn more quickly. Number 11. English is frustrating sometimes, but I enjoy the challenge. And what is life if it isn't a challenge? Number 12. I like to ask questions because if I don't ask, I don't learn. Number 13. I don't just need English. I've learned that I want English too. Number 14. We're all individuals and we have our own unique ways of learning English. I like discovering my own particular learning strategies and then using them. Number 15. I am a bit embarrassed by my mistakes sometimes, but I see them as a great opportunity to learn. 16. I like learning English with others because it makes me feel like I'm part of a group of people who are sharing the same experience as me. Number 17. I love the variety, colour and history of the English language. It's amazing to see how people in history have used it for so many things. And when I use English, I become part of that long tradition. 18. Speaking English is a physical action. I don't just use my mouth to do it. I use my whole body. 19. The culture of the English language is different to my first language. So it's fun to think and act in a new way when I speak English. 20. English liberates me. It gives me the freedom to communicate with everyone and connect with the whole world. 22. I enjoy finding out about things I love in English. I use the internet to help me to do this. I watch YouTube videos and listen to podcasts in English for fun. 23. Sometimes English is confusing for me, but I can make sense of it if I have time. 24. The journey is the best part, not just the destination. This is true in English, but also in life. 25. Actually, I do use English well, and I do communicate in English every time I use it. So, really, I've already started speaking English, and I've already started communicating in English effectively. 26. I'm a brilliant and special person because I listen to Luke's English podcast, and I know that Luke's English podcast is probably the best way of learning English in the whole world. Okay, so those are the statements. And I realise that that's kind of quite cheesy. It's a little slightly cheesy thing to do, you know, to sort of listen to me saying these kind of cheesy life learning statements about learning English, right? But I don't know. I genuinely think that if you repeat those statements and believe them and really kind of speak them as if they are your statements and your thoughts, that will encourage you and help you to get the right attitude about learning English. And once you've got the right attitude, then you will become a better learner. You know, I really think it's learning English well is about how you approach the learning of the language and the things that you do, right? Okay. If you check the website, teacherluke.podomatic.com, you can find a transcript of those statements, so you can read them again and practice reading them. And if there are new words in those statements, you can check them out. Look them up in a dictionary, whatever you like, okay? So that's just the end of this short motivational podcast. And there will be more podcasts on the site very soon. So that's it for me now. I think I'm just going to have a nice cup of tea now and watch a DVD, because I'm on holiday, actually. That's why I've got a bit more time on my hands. I'm on holiday, so I'm just relaxing, chilling out, sort of unwinding, just having a bit of a rest at the moment. And yeah, so that's it. Okay, cheers. Bye, 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 bye.
You've been listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit www.teacherluke.podomatic.com. Luke's English Podcast, the smoothest podcast on the internet.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.